This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Officially, there are three candidates on the ballot for Tuesday's Wisconsin Supreme Court primary. But how they fare in this officially nonpartisan race could hinge on someone else. As Sean Johnson reports, two of the candidates are introducing themselves to voters by criticizing President Trump.
Normally, candidates for state Supreme Court would spend their time discussing judicial philosophy or how they're tough on crime. And you could see some of that when Milwaukee County Judge Rebecca Dallet released her first TV ad in this race. There was footage of Dallet in a courtroom talking about her experience as a judge and a prosecutor. But what stood out in this spot was the beginning. Dallet started it with grainy black and white footage of President Trump.
He's attacked our civil rights and our values. She'll protect them.
Another candidate for the court, Madison attorney Tim Burns, has gone even farther. At a recent forum hosted by the Milwaukee chapter of the Federalist Society, Burns told the conservative lawyers and judges in attendance that they were to blame for Trump's presidency, calling the president a, quote, perverse show dog.
You now help that demagogue pack our federal courts, and you sit silently by as he destroys our moral standing in the world.
In Wisconsin, candidates for the state Supreme Court have typically found ways to hint at their partisan leanings without coming out and saying it. Former state Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske can't remember candidates ever attacking a president the way they have this year. She thinks the judicial branch should be more detached from politics, but she concedes not everyone shares that view.
These are odd political times, so it might not work in a future election, but it's probably a good time to try it, considering all the turmoil in our political system.
Tim Burns is the one going all in on this. He's described himself in no uncertain terms as a liberal and a Democrat, and says Trump's victory in 2016 is part of the reason he decided to run for the court. Speaking after the Federalist Society debate where he attacked Trump, Burns says that candor is what the public expects from candidates.
Most people think the key issue of the day is we have a megalomaniac in Washington. And if I don't speak to that, what use am I to voters in the sense of telling them what my values are? They want to know.
Dallet also attacks Trump, and like Burns, she spoke at last year's Democratic State Convention. But Dallet says she won't talk about issues that could come before the court the way Burns has.
There's a distinction between sharing one's values and taking political positions on issues that are potentially going to come before the court. And I think that that's a big distinction between me, myself and Mr. Burns.
Sauk County Judge Michael Skranok is running a more traditional judicial race. He attacks judicial activism and pledges he won't decide cases based on his personal views.
As a judge, Those beliefs, those thoughts don't matter. What matters is what the law says.
Both Burns and Dallet recently condemned Trump when he reportedly made disparaging remarks about several African nations. They also pressured Skranok to take a stand on the president's remarks. Skranok did not, and he says he won't.
I don't comment on what our mayors say. I don't comment on what our county board chairperson says. I don't comment on what the governor says or what the president says. It's not the role of a judge to weigh into those things.
But while Skranok won't say much about his politics, by another measure, his campaign has been as partisan as they come. More than half of Skranok's campaign donations have come from the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.